just as great as a hole-in-one. It's the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. The Medicare podcast with a heart of gold. When he was born, he was so ugly the doctor slapped his mother. It's Medicare expert Doug Jones.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Medicare for the podcast. Medicare for the Lazy podcast, man. Certainly an apt description. Welcome to the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. It's a beautiful morning in Arizona. It's already up in the mid-70s, and we are so happy to be joining you today in your quest for Medicare knowledge. And when I say we, I'm going to make that apparent later on, but I, with the help of my Canadian nephew, Drew McMillan, I'd like to start off the podcast episode in a way that is entertaining and lighthearted, because we want you to know that this is not brain surgery. It's not even rocket science, but it is necessary. So we want to make sure that you have access to excellent Medicare knowledge, so that when your time to enroll in Medicare and make your other Medicare decisions arrives, that you have solid foundation upon which to make your decisions. I would suggest that you go to Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com and put in the search window Medicare for the Lazy Man 2024. You will have then found my book. Now, my book is available in paperback at Barnes & Noble with beautifully colored illustrations. It is available at Amazon.com in one of four iterations: hardcover, softcover, the Kindle ebook version, and, of course, the Audible version. And any of those will give you the Medicare information that you seek, and different people read different things into it. So often people want to contact me for clarification about things they thought they read and weren't sure about, or why didn't you mention this in the book, or how come you spell so well, what are you, smarty pants? And so what you do is find my email address in the book, or listen to it at the end of this podcast episode, and contact me directly, and I will be happy to help you. It doesn't matter where you live, anywhere in the U.S. or possessions, I can help you make your Medicare decisions. Because I'm licensed everywhere, I can also help you purchase the ancillary coverages that will flesh out or fill out your Medicare protection. So with that said, I'm going to turn things over to Randy Carson, who always likes to chit-chat at the beginning of every episode. Hello, Randy.
Good morning, Mr. Jones. How are you?
I think I'm okay, but really, it's your opinion that counts. How do you think I am?
Well, you're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. You got a Texas t-shirt. I mean, how can life be better?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. This came from the Big Texan Roadhouse in our steak ranch. That's what it is. The Big Texan Steak Ranch in Amarillo, where if you want to take them up on their challenge of a 72-ounce steak dinner, and if you finish it all within 1 hour, you will be given like a check that says $0 and 0 cents.
Cardiac surgery. That's what you'll be given.
I'll tell you, if you look at your precious YouTube videos, or if you were to look at the book they have, I had time while we were there to look at their list of people who were successful at meeting that challenge. 12-year-old kids, 95-year-old ladies.
Oh, my God.
And it has their height and weight in many cases. They were like little slips of, feminine pulchritude. I watched a YouTube video of a woman eating two of their steak dinners in 1 hour. And she didn't weigh any more than 102 pounds, and she was adamant, I can do this, no problem, I can do this standing on my head. She went to work with unlimited glasses of water and soaked everything, that she just turned it all into mush.
Oh, that sounds terrible, Doug.
It, Well, I had a guy. Now, we were, this was 2008. We were doing our Route 66 extravaganza. First time I had ever met all of the people driving the 60s Corvettes. And so we had gotten to be pretty good friends by the time we got to Amarillo. The trip was about half over. And yeah. So what happened was we picked out a guy. We all threw our name tags into a pot or something. And the most devious among us withheld this one guy's name tag. Biggest guy in the group, and he said, that's the guy that's going to win the drawing. And sure enough, he said, did. You're going to accept the challenge on behalf of all of us. And so he got up on the stage and sat there with his steak dinner, which includes potato, roll, salad, and something else, a vegetable, I think, and a 72-ounce steak of some kind. And I had to help him up because I listened to a guy on the radio, a big fat guy who swore he could do it, and he had a problem. He didn't plan the meal properly and he ran out of saliva. And
so
I was rubbing the shoulders of our particular representative, and his name was John. And he, I kept saying, John, you know, take a drink now, do this. I was his saliva coach. And he still refers to me as his saliva coach to this day, but it failed. He did not finish the meal.
So how close did John get?
He probably got halfway. I'm thinking he was in the 30-ounce range of the steak.
That's pretty damn good.
Yeah, but see, a lot of people say, okay, I'm going to take a couple of bites of steak, then I'll take a bite of potato, and then I'll take another couple of bites. You have to plan that meal out very, very carefully if you're going to succeed. And if everybody succeeded, they'd go broke, obviously.
Yeah.
But this guy in Chicago, Steve Dahl is his name, was traveling as a radio stunt, traveling with his three young sons and bragging to them. You know, when they got to Amarillo, he said, okay, well, I have it arranged now. And they had an employee of the restaurant ready to answer his questions and stuff and coach him on and encourage him and everything. And the three sons were thoroughly embarrassed and disappointed that their father was not able to finish more than half of the meal.
Oh no, that's terrible. That's terrible. Yeah. It's kind of like that hot dog eating contest on 4th of July.
You mean the one that Kobayashi always wins?
Yeah. Kobayashi has pretty well owned that thing for, I don't know how many years, but I was going to mention to the podcast audience that I always talk about Doug living up in the high ground behind Cave Creek, Arizona. Now, he just mentioned early on here in the podcast, you were like, what, low 70s, mid 70s?
I said mid 70s. I hadn't looked in a while.
Okay, well, I'm mid 80s. So
you're kidding.
So we're 10 degrees difference in altitude.
Well, it might be that I'm a little closer, but I don't know. I'll have to research that.
Yeah, so anyway, I was just going to mention that.
Well, I'm glad you did. I don't want to use my phone for that purpose because we're going to be using the phone as a prop later on. In the episode.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and mute out, and let's encourage us to march on forward smartly.
That sounds beautiful. I shall do that. And I will start by saying that the content coordinator or the content curator got up late this morning and didn't curate as much stuff as I had hoped. So we're going to play a little game later on. It might be in this episode. It's probably going to be in the next episode, I think, because I want to plow through some of this paperwork. But we ended the last episode with a tantalizing list of articles, many of them sent to me by happy customers of ours, clients, and they all have one theme in common: Medicare Advantage sucks. People should not get involved with Medicare Advantage because the potential for being disappointed by your insurance company is very, very high. So I read off a list of five or six titles of articles that I have here for curation or that have been curated. And I thought maybe we should attack some of those. And so I'm going to start with an article that says why some Medicare Advantage plans will get skimpier and costlier. And I'm going to use the assistance of the curator's yellow highlighting and skip some of the elements in the article. And I bet you really concentrated on the most interesting parts. So the section that she's led me to is entitled "The Vice Tightens on Medicare Advantage Insurers." Let's see. Some of the nation's Medicare Advantage plans are feeling a financial pinch. Consider this. And then it's got a bullet list, a list of bullet points here. Humana, the second largest Medicare Advantage insurer, recently sharply cut its earnings per share projections for 2024 and 2025, citing unprecedented cost surges. A fourth quarter 2024 loss due to higher Medicare Advantage usage caused its stock price to trade near a four-year low. Karen Lynch, the CEO of CVS Health, which owns Aetna, the third largest Medicare Advantage insurer, said in an earnings call that the CMS, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, proposed a 2025 funding level that was broadly consistent with our expectations, which we do not believe is sufficient to cover current medical cost trends. The company, which is a sponsor of Fortune Well, believes its Medicare Advantage business will only be marginally profitable this year. On a recent earnings call, the chief financial officer of Centene, the sixth largest Medicare Advantage insurer, and I had never heard of Centene, even though I'm in the business. Centene is headquartered in St. Louis, for those who are interested. The sixth largest Medicare Advantage insurer, and they said that Medicare Advantage products may be a little bit less attractive for seniors from an industry standpoint if we don't make a lot of progress on the final rates. In January of 2024, Cigna, the eighth largest Medicare Advantage insurer, announced plans to get out of the business, agreeing to sell its Medicare Advantage plans to HCSC, Healthcare Service Corp, a Blue Cross Blue Shield insurer. That's the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois. And by the way, in case anybody cares, that company, HCSC, Healthcare Service Corp, owns Blue Cross Blue Shield in four other states: Texas, Oklahoma, Montana, New Mexico. So they're, you know, if they buy Cigna's Medicare Advantage business, they're going to have you know, quite a chunk of business there. But they're, in order to make it profitable, they're going to have to raise rates and lower benefits. Cigna had earlier tried to purchase Humana. So what's causing the problems? The difficulties we're seeing are related to a convergence of pressures from the federal government, or otherwise known as CMS, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and changing the rules a little bit, said the director of North American Insurance Ratings for Fitch Ratings Service. He's talking about CMS's proposed base payment cut of 0.16% to the Medicare Advantage plans. So let's see here. Another stress for some Medicare Advantage insurers: higher than expected utilization rates. This has been a response to pent-up demand for elective procedures during the pandemic. It started in the second quarter of 2023. There has been a lot of deferred care during the pandemic when people were resistant to go into a medical facility to have, say, a hip replacement out of fear of contracting COVID-19. There's also a prior authorization crackdown. Another pressure that Medicare Advantage insurers are facing is a government crackdown on prior authorization rules. Typically, Medicare Advantage plans keep costs down by requiring beneficiaries or participants in the plan to get prior authorization before they can be approved for medical procedures and treatments, and they deny some of those requests. But Congress and Medicare Advantage experts have raised growing concerns about prior authorization, leading to the administration's implementation of restrictive rules, with additional rules starting in 2026. Despite tightening the financial vise, the administration recently referred to the Medicare Advantage program as robust and stable. How would they know? I don't believe they know squat about the workings of the private insurance marketplace. Some insurers are not making any money in this business. The Affordable Care Act limits profit margins for Medicare Advantage insurers and Medicare supplement insurers, too. Everybody's business has to operate under this loss ratio restriction. And frankly, when they do too well, when they do successfully, when they innovate that results in additional profit, they are penalized. And that is not how business, how free enterprise is supposed to work. You're supposed to be rewarded when your risk-taking pays off. So let's see. This section of the article is how Medicare Advantage members feel the pinch. Medicare Advantage beneficiaries also could see some plan benefits getting trimmed or disappearing, which might disappoint them. I think for beneficiaries, what you might see out of all these things coming together is maybe a tightening of benefits. The only thing that can change during this year is the plan's network of doctors and hospitals. So they can change their network of providers during the course of a given year. And if you have your beloved family doctor removed from the network, then you're going to have to just go out and find another doctor from the very limited list of choices that they give you and the plan gives you. Hospitals are dropping out of Medicare Advantage plans left and right. That's especially true for not-for-profit hospitals. So looking beyond 2024, you can probably expect Medicare Advantage benefit reductions, price increases, or both for the years 2025 and 2026. I think there will be a fair amount of confusion as those benefits change over the next year or two. That would be this person they're interviewing here. His name is Ellis. When Medicare Advantage open enrollment for 2025 begins this coming October, people looking to either get into those plans or switch among them will want to take a very close look when comparing costs and coverage. It's going to be a little more daunting than it normally is, says Mr. Ellis. The Medicare site's Plan Finder tool for Part C plans, Part C is the official name for Medicare Advantage plans, Plan Finder tool can help you find benefits and costs of plans for 2025. I don't think it's ready to do that yet. We're 6 months out. So they're going to have to nail down some details before you can look at the 2025 plan offerings. Medicare Advantage beneficiaries who decide they want to get out of a program entirely can switch to traditional Medicare. They may encounter a serious problem, though. They'll need to qualify if they want to buy a Medicare supplement or Medigap plan, unless they live in one of four states. If they don't qualify due to a medical condition, they'll be stuck with Medicare Advantage. In those four states, I know two of them are Connecticut and New York, and I don't remember what the other two are. I think Maine is one that allows people to purchase a Medicare supplement without medical underwriting, but it can only happen at a certain time of the year, I think. And I don't remember what the fourth state is that allows people willy-nilly to get Medicare Advantage plan or Medicare supplement plans without having to answer a health questionnaire. So anyway, I believe this is good news for those of us who really support Medicare supplement plans plus Medicare Parts A and B as the way to go for your average insured person, because they are less likely to be disappointed. I can show them a couple of tricks to keep the cost very low, and they will obviously be marching into the future without the insecurity or the concern for unpleasant changes that Medicare Advantage plans can often cause. And speaking of uncertainty, I am certain that we're going to be listening to some commercials right now. Oh boy, I enjoyed those. I hope you did too. They're paying for our Christmas party. We checked just yesterday, and our Christmas fund from our paid commercial advertisements is up over $9 right now. And so Randy and I are thinking up ways to spend that money on highly expensive beer. And, you know, if we can have a picnic out in his backyard within this 80-degree weather, that'll keep the cost down even further. Okay, so what else do we find in the curation pile of Medicare Advantage fun and games? Well, let's see now. Here's a little article that sounds interesting. Hospitals' Medicare Advantage problem hits an inflection point. Boy, that headline writer is obviously a snooty highfalutin individual. I don't know what an inflection point is. I'm guessing that it means that there's a rainy day a-coming in the Medicare Advantage plan universe, and better prepare for it. So this article goes on to say the relationship between hospitals and managed care is strained at best right now. This came from a president of the Federation of American Hospitals. Insurers are finding every way to not pay for care that the Medicare beneficiary should receive. Let me read that again. Medicare Advantage insurers are finding every way to not pay for the care that Medicare beneficiaries should receive. I don't know how this issue gets worse, he says. We're at a critical stage, and I think the government is sending those signals. Payers, and that means insurance companies, know that they're going to have to cut supplemental benefits, and premiums may even have to go up. But I wouldn't want to be the first one to do it, says Scott Ellsworth, founder and president of Ellsworth Consulting. In 2023, Becker's, which is a public, I think it's a newsletter that reports on Medicare and medical news, they reported in 2023, last year, that at least 15 hospitals and health systems nationwide have dropped some or all of their Medicare Advantage contracts. Among the most commonly cited reasons are excessive prior authorization denial rates and slow payments from insurers. Some systems have noted that most MA carriers have faced allegations of billing fraud from the federal government and are being probed by lawmakers over their high denial rates. It became a game of delay, deny, and not pay. Wonder if Randy could work that into a Medicare Advantage name added to his list of descriptive, colorful names for Medicare Advantage plans. A game of delay, deny, and not pay. Medicare Advantage net reimbursement right now is terrible for hospitals. Our clients in this publication, the people that they have polled, their clients average about 85 cents on the dollar, and it's only getting worse. Instead of getting 100 cents on the dollar as they expected, 85 cents on the dollar is what they're right now being reimbursed for treatment of their patients by Medicare Advantage plans. Medicare Advantage denials increased almost 56% for the average hospital from January of 2022 to July of 2023. According to data from a joint American Hospital Association another report by an outfit called Syntellis, the denials and inconsistent reimbursement led to a 28% drop in hospital cash reserves. Let's see, one of the nation's largest nonprofit Medicare Advantage companies, Scan Group, I don't know who they are, they cautioned hospitals that dropping Medicare Advantage plans is a short-term trend that is going to backfire in a big way for these large health systems. You're a nonprofit system saying that you no longer are going to accept insurance that low-income people actually have. We'll see how that works out for you. Now, this sounds like a guy spoiling for a fight. Let me go back and read that again. This guy, he is a doctor, and he's the CEO of Scan Group, S-C-A-N. It's an acronym for something. I wish I knew what it was. It's one of the nation's largest nonprofit Medicare Advantage companies. He cautioned hospitals that dropping Medicare Advantage plans is a short-term trend that is going to backfire in a big way for those large health systems. And he's quoted as saying, "You are a nonprofit system saying that you're no longer going to accept the insurance that low-income people actually have. We'll see how that works out for you." Those are provocative words. Former CMS Administrator Don Berwick, MD, told Becker's financial hospital publication in February that the battle between the hospitals and Medicare Advantage is a manifestation of an underlying broken system in which everyone that gives care wants to give more, and everyone that pays for care wants to pay less. That's an interesting way to put that. To me, the untold story is yet about the physicians and the nurses who don't feel directly tied to ongoing Medicare Advantage trends, but they are certainly immersed in a changing financial landscape. As venture capital, private equity, and ownership of healthcare by private interests increases, it changes their worlds and what it's like to practice their feelings about themselves and the degree of freedom they have to care for their patients. That chicken is going to come home to roost. So another person was quoted as saying, Medicare Advantage is very important, especially for low-income seniors. Hospitals need to acknowledge the reimbursement problem and proactively address their relationships with payers head-on. And I will tell you that there is one area that they haven't even mentioned, and that's agents' commissions. Medicare Advantage plan commission rates are very generous, and that could be a part of the problem. These Medicare Advantage companies are luring agents to sell their products with the opportunity to earn tons more money than for agents like me that only sell Medicare supplement plans. And nobody has ever mentioned that as a part of the equation that's going to have to be addressed. Ooh, I've got these articles here. I can't decide which ones I want to read first. New Medicare Advantage cut threatens senior benefits. Under the Biden administration's latest adjustments, Medicare Advantage plans will see a slight base payment cut of 0.16% next year, igniting concerns over potential reductions in supplemental benefits for seniors. Critics, including Florida Senator Rick Scott, argue that the decision could translate into tangible decreases in healthcare or in healthcare coverage from those reliant on these plans, with projected reductions amounting to $33 monthly or $396 annually per beneficiary. This Medicare Advantage benefits cut will result in 2.8 million Florida seniors currently enrolled in Medicare Advantage, many of whom live on a fixed income, having their supplemental benefits reduced by $33 per month, reads a press release. The change underlies the growing debate over the future of Medicare Advantage, a program that now enrolls over half of Medicare recipients and that has been scrutinized for its cost to taxpayers versus its benefit to enrollees. The takeaway from Biden's actions is clear. Democrats don't give a damn about the 2.8 million Florida seniors enrolled in Medicare Advantage who will see costs go up by nearly $400 a year. The decision to adjust Medicare Advantage payments comes from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services' ongoing refinement of the risk adjustment coding system. Initiated last year, the refinements are set to ensure that payments to Medicare Advantage plans more accurately reflect the health status of their enrollees. The changes introduced by the administration are designed to ensure a more prudent allocation of taxpayer funds. Despite the base payment reduction, Medicare Advantage plans are projected to receive a net payment increase of 3.7%, equivalent to about $16 billion once risk adjustments are applied. As the industry adjusts, the ultimate impact on Medicare Advantage beneficiaries will hinge on how well insurers adapt to adjustments while maintaining the quality and scope of coverage. Well, we'll see how that goes for them. Other types of products, other industries have gone through hard times and come out healthy and happy on the other side. Medicare Advantage, the problem that I have with it is that once a person is enrolled in Medicare Advantage for a year, they have no guarantee of ever getting back onto regular Medicare with a Medicare supplement. They've given up the right to do that in many places that is going to allow them to not have to deal with insurability problems. In other words, medical underwriting. So if they go with a Medicare Advantage plan and it works out well for them, then that's fine. That means they're probably healthy. They don't have a lot of interaction with doctors and hospitals and so forth. If they go with a Medicare Advantage plan and find that is a tragedy, as several of my clients have found, they might have problems being able to qualify for a Medicare supplement plan. meaning that if they go with original Medicare, only 80% of their bills are going to get paid, and they're going to have big out-of-pocket costs, even with regular Medicare, because they won't be able to qualify for a Medicare supplement plan. So that's the bottom line here. That's one of those are the primary reasons that I don't think anybody should consider Medicare Advantage plans when they turn 65. The guarantees just aren't there. Whereas you have a Medicare supplement plan plus original Medicare, you've got excellent coverage and nobody can ever take it away from you. The only way you can lose it is if you fail to pay the premiums when they're due. And I might fail to continue talking, Randy. I think it may be time for us to skedaddle on out of here. What do you think?
We have used our 75 cents.
Well, that happens every day about this time, doesn't it?
There's no doubt about that. But before I land the plane, there's a couple things I want to mention. Doug mentioned early on in the podcast that for those of you who want to reach out to him to use an email address, and I'm going to give you that right now. Grab a pen. It is dbj@mlmmailbag.com, dbj@mlmmailbag.com. Doug is licensed nationwide to help you with your Medicare supplement planning. Check us out at the website. I think we've got some cool stuff going there at medicareforthelazyman.com. We would appreciate it if you could find a place to drop some reviews for us on any of the content that we produce. The numbers are always very important to us. Last but certainly not least, thank you for joining us today. You could have been 100 different places doing 99 different things, and you weren't. You were with us, and we want to thank you for that. But if you weren't checking your watch, you have just spent about 32 and a half minutes with Doug Jones, the anti-insurance guy, originally from Oklahoma. No more. He's living up in the high ground, and we talked about that earlier, behind Cave Creek, Arizona. And I just wanted to point out that Doug said, you need to come up with another acronym. So I did, while we were finishing out the podcast. I've got one called the Triple D, and it relates to Medicare Advantage plans, and Triple D stands for delay, deny, dead.
Ah, there you go. Another winner. Add that to your wall of shame for the Medicare Advantage plan nicknames.
You got it. And there's one more thing I was going to mention. This will put a smile on your face. My copies of the book for 2024 yes. book are just yes. arrived.
No kidding. Wow. How long did that take?
Couple days.
Oh, excellent. Everybody could wait a couple of days to get, primo Medicare knowledge into their mailboxes or whatever. Yeah. But anyway, well, congratulations. So you've got two of the 2024 versions of Medicare for the Lazy Man.
Yeah.
So you're going to use one for your own personal research, I'm guessing. What's the other one going to be used for?
Well, the one that I keep, I use for pictures for the website and a variety of other things. The other one is I always run into somebody when I'm describing what you do and the business you're in. They go, oh, wow, that's a good-looking book. Could I read that? But somehow they never manage to bring it back.
Well, that's one problem. The other problem is if they would maybe purchase one and leave a review on Amazon, more people would be included in the knowledge base of Medicare for the Lazy Man.
You got it. Well, I need to, 75 cents is done, so we are going to have to check out, and I'm going to turn it back to Doug for the final thoughts.
Well, my thoughts are that we're very pleased to have you in our audience, ladies and gentlemen, and we will look forward to having you join us again at our next episode. Bye-bye.